This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
I was frustrated. Still frustrated. I'm going to probably be frustrated until tomorrow, after I get a good chance to watch it and things like that. I didn't play well enough. I didn't help put the team in a good position to win, a better position to win, and that's what it is.
So I guess Caleb Williams was saying there's no fun up in this dancery. That's what I understand.
True.
It's really an insult to the joy of this Mary J. Blige song. We are broadcasting live through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, because Anthony Heron and I, Layla Rahimi, are at Rally House Wrigleyville for another hour. Come out and hang out with us. And joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Jim Miller, CircaLasVegas.com. Jim Miller, I hadn't talked to you in a while. It is nice to be able to do so today. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Good to be with you guys again, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Mills, Happy New Year to you as well, my friend. We are in a hateration and a holleration free zone here over at Rally House outside Wrigley Field. It's a great spot to be despite some of the rain outside. So we're hanging out. Some Bears fans have been approaching. They've been enjoying themselves here despite how this season has gone. We were talking a moment ago to Mark Grody, who I'm sure you know and have interacted with before, about the expectations that were coming into the season and how flat everything has fallen for the Bears this year. It's just a weird year to try and even divine how they've gotten to this point. Is there one thing kind of at the pinnacle of the list for you that you would say how things have gone so poorly for the Bears?
Yeah, I think for me, Anthony, I think it's been the last 2 years. You know, I think even going into 2 years ago, Justin Fields, everybody was beating the drum that the Bears are potentially a Super Bowl team, and that Justin Fields, people were predicting, was going to be MVP. I mean, think about this. This is 2 years ago, okay? This is delusional for Bears fans to feel this way and even think this way, or think like that 2 years ago and even think like that last year that Caleb Williams was going to take the Bears to the Super Bowl. I think everybody's got to obviously pump the brakes. I think that everybody realizes this is a big rebuild that the Bears have in place. I do think it's an attractive job, but I just think, again, it's somewhat delusional from where it was and where people thought it was going to where it realistically is here at the end of this year.
Jim, I'll be one of those delusional people, I'll admit it, because based with the talent that this team had, the veterans that already were in place, that were locked up, based on Caleb Williams' skill set, not that we expected him to be perfect by any means, but based on those things alone, you felt confident, or at least I did, at the beginning of the season, that this was going to be a better team than what we saw, especially when you knew they had that last place schedule, at least for a few games, to help out. Obviously, playing the entire division at the end of the year is unfortunate, especially this division. But I will admit that I had a lot higher hopes for the team just based on who we knew to be on it.
Yeah, I think on paper, we always say that. That thing sounds great. You know, it sounds good. You bring in blue chip players like DJ Moore, blue chip players like Keenan Allen, who actually has not played very well. He had a drop the other night on third down. Other veterans that are there, DeAndre Swift, who they brought in. So, yeah, I think on paper, it looks good that these are blue chip players that are going to be the support system for Caleb and a defense that, you know, at times it showed, you know, since they got Sweat, that it could get pass rush and do some things defensively. I think it was headed in the right direction, but then, of course, it all fell apart. It fell apart once they started playing football on Sundays when you've got to go out and execute and do your job. And so from a coaching standpoint, from a player execution standpoint, even in this last game, say for like a young player like Caleb Williams, I think for Bears fans, you want to see improvement, right? You want to see improvement. It's week, 17? And go if you go back and watch this game, there are missed hots. There are missed checkdowns that the ball needs to be out of his hand. I'll give you a case in point, an example. The play right before the half, he takes a sack when really the only play is to hit the checkdown to DeAndre Swift. And, yeah, he's trying to make something happen down the field. We all get it because the Bears are behind. But I just think the basic things that the Bears need to do to football to show improvement, they're still not doing them this late in the season. And that's been evident the past 2 years. Really?
How did you attribute the slow starts? What percentage of it should go to Williams, and what percentage of it should go to the rest of the team on those?
Well, I think it's everyone. The first two third downs, yeah, he's off by a little bit to Adunze on the Bears' first third down this last week, and then the second third down, like I said, Keenan Allen has a drop. Should it be a better ball? Yeah, it probably should be more accurate. But, you know, that's a 13-year pro. I'd like to think he can make that play and help out his young quarterback. So it's been pretty bad all the way around. The players are not absolved of criticism. They have not played well at any professional level at all.
And by comparison, some of the other rookie contemporaries here, and this season we can certainly put in the context of other years. C.J. Stroud, rookie year he had, all right, that's an outlier, but – Jaden Daniels hasn't been nearly as consistent and hasn't had the eye-popping numbers that Stroud did last year, but he's on a team that's won at a much higher level. Bo Nix on a team that's winning at a higher level. So versus his contemporaries where, you know, I think rookie quarterbacks are going to rookie at different points here, but we're seeing other rookies this particular season and from the last couple of years here that have been able to either be in more stable environments or stabilize their surrounding environment in a way that we didn't see from Caleb and the Bears this season. How would you compare and contrast the situations?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's not a lot of support. You know, you go with those other teams, they can run the football a lot better. I did the Denver Broncos training camp, and that's what Sean Payton said. Hey, we're going to run the ball with Williams, and we're going to play good defense. And Vance Joseph has played much better on defense. They were actually the butt of everybody's jokes a year ago, giving up 70 points to the Miami Dolphins, and Vance Joseph has done a good job. And I'd say those other places have well. You know, their support systems that they brought in for Jaden Daniels, whether it's Tyler Biadasz, a center who was with Dan Quinn down in Dallas, he's been a stalwart for a young quarterback like Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I just think, you know, it's the message of everything. Everything's starting new there in Washington. You know, from a young quarterback, and obviously it's a feel-good story, but they're ahead of schedule. They're way ahead of schedule. And so that's where I think, you know, where those delusions of grandeur that I was alluding to, because you can have quick turnarounds in the NFL. We've seen it, and we're seeing it with Washington, but I think at the same point, you've got to be realistic. You have to have certain things in place in order for it to happen. And for Washington, it was new ownership, obviously.
Well, and I think the Dan Quinn hire was a great one for them, you know, and reportedly he was a candidate when the Bears could have brought in offensive coordinator or head coach. And, you know, at the time that wasn't the direction that was gone in. What do you think about just, I wouldn't call it reinvention because I feel like a guy who takes a team to a Super Bowl, we expect him to be good with another team, but the reputation that he has had and maintained, I think, says a lot as well.
Yeah, I think, well, everybody's going to ask that. What's the criteria, you know, to what are you looking for to be a coach? Everybody, well, it's a young quarterback, so we got to bring in a young offensive mind to develop the quarterback. I think at the end of the day, you've got to be a leader of men. Whether you're an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator who you're interviewing to be a head coach, or a guy who has previous experience, you got to be a leader of men. I think we've seen it. Raheem Morris, there's a defensive coordinator, but he's a leader of men. He's getting a second bite at the apple, and he's doing really well. I'd say that about Todd Bowles. You know, here's a guy who, what coach hasn't been fired from the Jets, but he's having success here for Tampa. You know, so Dan Quinn's another example. So there are some guys that have cut their teeth, now have some experience. They're getting a second bite at the apple because of that experience, and they're doing things differently, and they're having a lot of success. So I do think experience matters, and you got to get a good leader of men.
Well, and speaking about his OC and Cliff Kingsbury, I feel like that jury may be out still, given how they finished seasons under his direction, you know, whether it was Arizona or whether it was Texas Tech. People talk about him as a candidate for this team, but I just don't necessarily know if that combination would work because of what you just said. I don't know that he's proven yet. Not that he doesn't deserve another chance at a head coaching job, but for that reason.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think there's some unchecked boxes, and that's, you know, realistic criticism. You look at the demise of the Arizona Cardinals over the past few seasons of Cliff's leadership, and whether that was Kyler Murray breaking down at the end of the year, or it was just his style or his style of offense that wasn't addressed. But I think certain boxes are being answered, because I would say when Jaden Daniels throws 5 touchdown passes against Philadelphia, not even, what was that, 2 weeks ago? That's late in the year, and that offense is cooking pretty good, is what I'd say also. So Cliff is, that experience matters, and he'll get another bite at the apple. I really believe that.
Love the growth in his run game. Layla and I had a chance to talk about it a bit the other day as well, because, you know, in multiple head coaching opportunities, Kingsbury was not able to sustain winning in college or in the NFL. But, you know, by comparison with some of the other coaches who are wondering, like, have they shown development? Kingsbury, they're certainly – there's proof in the pudding now that he is at least as a run game, a guy who supports his quarterback. I do like a lot of what we've seen from the way he's operated with the Commanders offense this season. So that's certainly a sign of growth, I would say, to not just put it all on the shoulders of his QB. We're continuing our conversation with our guy Jim Miller here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Layla Rahimi, Anthony Heron out at Rally House across from Wrigley Field. Watching the construction taking place, preparing for the Winter Classic. So it's a good time that we're having out here, and we're discussing the Bears, the NFL at large, with Jim Miller of SiriusXM NFL Radio. And Mills, the Bears coaching search, they do now have the opportunity to begin it earlier than the franchise ever has, because it's the first time they fired a coach in season. So with that opportunity, what does moving on from Matt Eberflus, when they did, allow the organization to do to be theoretically more prepared for the coaching carousel that will play out when the season ends?
Well, I think when you fire your head coach, you're obviously already should be looking, you know, and there were already two coaches out of contract, Bill Belichick, who they didn't interview, and obviously Pete Carroll, who's both have had obviously a ton of success. So I think if you're the Bears, minimum, you bring those guys in and you interview them. Hey, what do you think of our team? What do you think of our organization? What do you think of our young quarterback? What are your thoughts on bringing him along? You know, just get all the things answered that you want answered, you know, from two guys that have had a lot of success. And, you know, right now we know Bill Belichick, that's really not an opportunity. He's locked up at North Carolina. And so now their coaching search will expand. We had on Pete Carroll the other day. I think Pete Carroll is interested in the Bears, and I think a lot of coaches are, because it's attractive, because they've got a young quarterback. It has history. It has tradition that you can sell. And so I think the Bears will get a good list of candidates that they'll be able to interview, because people will be interested. But we know one's already off the list, and that's Bill Belichick.
Jim, when you talked to Pete Carroll, what did he say and what were your takeaways?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's still got the energy. I think we know that. I think by him saying what he said, he wants to coach again. And I think he thinks the Bears are an interesting, you know, team, an interesting organization for all the things that I mentioned. But, you know, I just think his energy, everybody wants to throw out his age, you know, that he's 73 and it's time for somebody else. All I know is this, in his 14 years at Seattle, they went to the playoffs 10 times. And they should have went to the playoffs the year he got fired last year. They just had a late stretch where their defense failed them, but they would have been in 11 out of the 14. That's a pretty good record. So that's history that I don't think you can refute because it's recorded.
You know this franchise well. You played for it well as a quarterback. You continue to cover it on a variety of platforms here in the years since. And what we've seen in the Bears coaching searches, certainly of recent vintage, whether it was going from, you know, Lovie Smith, the defensive guy, Mark Trestman, offensive, you know, guru type, then John Fox, your old, you know, kind of grouchy defensive guy again. Hey, Matt Nagy, the shiny new offensive guy. And now you go to Eberflus, who, you know, it was his first head coaching opportunity, but a defensive guy, someone who's viewed as maybe a culture type of head coach. Is this just the next thing going to be the Bears go back to just sort of the next hot young offensive mind, the Ben Johnson type? And if so, how do they get it right this time? It feels like they just kind of keep not getting it right. What adjusts potentially here for the Bears to get this one right?
Yeah, I think you keep it simple. I don't think you can discriminate. And what I mean by that, you can't look at it as, oh, it's got to be an OC because it's a young quarterback that needs to be developed. Everybody is really focusing on that rather than a defensive guy or even a special teams guy that is a leader of men. I think that is the most important criteria. You have to be a leader of men. Dan Quinn, defensive guy, well, he looks to be developing Jaden Daniels pretty good. I'd say that about Raheem Morris. Look at how the young Michael Penix is doing. You know, we could go through the list, but it, you know, John Harbaugh, special teams guy, he's a leader of men for the Baltimore Ravens. So I just think you can't focus on the title of whether it's an OC or a DC or whether it's a young coach that's an up and comer that you think is going to be great. I think you just got to focus on it. Make it the best leader of men who's going to bring in a good staff.
Ryan's there with Houston, right? What he's been doing, having CJ Stroud at QB. It's going quite well.
They've had their injuries, but you can't argue that he's definitely been a step in the right direction for them. One more thing for you, Jim, as we get ready for this Packers game, is there anything you're looking for in particular out of any unit, whether it's defensively, offensively, or a player in particular, where you're at least hoping to see something shown before the end of the season to at least help build on potentially what could happen next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Anthony and I have talked about it before, and you're aware of it. Just have professional pride. You know, professional pride in what you do, what you represent, and what you're putting out there, you know, because your name's on it, you know. And I think you want to go out, you want to play for your teammates, you want to play for the love of the game. And like you said, you know things are going to change, but you know, let it be known of what you stand for. And that's your effort, that's your hustle, that's your production, it's your efficiency, and, you know, you're going out there and playing and giving everything that you got to get a win.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. I feel like you don't see the quit in this team like people expect. Even that last drive against the Seahawks, defense put them in the position to make it happen.
Yeah.
Offense actually drove down the field more successfully than they had. Like, you're still seeing that effort there in games, and I feel like that gets lost sometimes in the discussion.
Yeah, no, I think there is. There's a lot of great individual effort, but I think you question the preparation. You know, the preparation that goes into a game, that certain situations are avoidable. And if you avoid those situations, you know, your percentages of winning the game go up considerably. And I think that's where the Bears have failed. I think they give great effort. I think guys are talented, but the preparation and the execution really have been subpar. And I think that's why it is what it is.
Agreed. We are happy to have you on, Jim Miller. It is great to hear from you. Thank you for joining us today with Ann Heron and me at Rally House on our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Thanks again, Jim.
All right, go Rally House. Enjoy.
We love the love for Rally House. Jim Miller, Sirius XM NFL radio host. You know him well, of course, the former Bear. It's always nice to hear from him. Things just feel more right when I hear Jim Miller talk about the Bears game.
Right.
That's how I came in here. Yes. Jim Miller, of course, was on our pre- and post-game show, too. It's just nice to hear him talk the Bears and on a weekend. It just puts me in a good spot.
With good reason. It should.
I guess it's breaking news, especially considering our location today, since we are at Wrigley. Breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Sammy Sosa is going to be at Cubs convention.
Let's go. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that they invited him. He apologized. I don't think he necessarily had to. I was at least glad to see the Cubs respond in kind. Like, hey, that's enough. Like,
if it was up to me, I didn't need an apology, but apparently someone did, and
exactly.
It has been delivered. But, yeah, if it were my duty to determine whether or not Sammy was going to be welcomed back into the Cubs fold, I wouldn't have been sitting around waiting on an apology for what took place, but or what didn't take place, I suppose. Who's to say?
here's my issue, is I think it took place with a lot of people.
Right.
I don't know why you have to single out one individual to feel better about it. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, as they like to say. I didn't need anything from Sammy Sosa. As a Rangers fan who saw him play for the team, I was just happy somebody was hitting the ball.
Right.
You know, like, I'm like, I don't
nice
care.
To show up and see
I don't
offense.
Need to know how this happened.
Yep, see some explosion on the field here and there. Sammy was providing it, no doubt.
But it is wonderful to see an agreement. Like, just to see everybody agree was really nice to see, especially given what has gone on. So that was my favorite part of it all, was Sammy did something. The Cubs responded in kind. I don't know how it had to happen, but they invited him to CubsCon whenever that occurred, and now he will be there. So Sammy Sosa, as if you needed another reason this year to go to Cubs convention, I think you just got one.
Can I share? I'm sure I know we got to take a break here when we come back. Can I talk a little, Sammy, from a personal perspective? Just where my personal connection, what I gravitate toward most in my memories of how Sammy Sosa impacted me just as a baseball fan.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome back officially, Sammy, on The Score.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are you telling me that you recognize the fact that maybe you did do steroids?
this is, like I say, this is not a question that I expected from you.
Lou Kanellis, that is a question I would expect from you. Shout out to Lou. If you are just now listening, Anthony Heron, Layla Rahimi, live from Rally House at Wrigley. You can stop by. We are here until noon. Chris Chelios will be here from 1 to 2:30 for meet and greet. We got fans hanging out. Thank you. Sammy Sosa will be at Cubs Convention.
Big news.
He was invited. I feel like this, I already had a lot of reasons to say to myself, this is a great Cubs convention for fans to get excited about. Of course, Kyle Tucker. But now that this is happening, bring back the owners panel. Dang it.
Yeah, there we go. And I wonder, like, here at Rally House, you know, obviously a lot of current Cubs and, you know, some past Cubs greats around too, but I can only imagine the amount of Sammy Sosa gear that will be here at Rally House by the time that comes around as well, especially now that Sammy is fully enveloped back into the fold with the franchise. And, you know, I grew up in a household where we were very passionate about football, very passionate about basketball, so huge Bears fans, huge Bulls fans. Baseball kind of depended, you know, all right, whichever team was better. Like, we're a Southside family, so there's more Sox fans than Cubs fans in my family. But, you know, Cubs did well. You know, folks didn't mind that so much either. So for me, I wasn't someone who was as passionate about baseball as I was either of the other sports that I referenced. And then as I went off to college, and I'm at Iowa, and, you know, half the campus at the University of Iowa, Chicago area, people either from the city, from the burbs. And so there's a lot of really passionate Cubs fans that were there on campus. A number of them were my teammates. And as 98 is playing out with the home run chase, and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire just doing their thing, and we hail that season as one of the elements that really brought baseball back after the strike and the lockout and, you know, whichever term you end up associating with that. And then, you know, Cal Ripken plays a role in that. But when Sammy and Mark start just hitting home run after home run over and over again, it got to the point where within the locker room at the University of Iowa, you know, we're there doing like spring football and summer workouts, and we had TVs up in the locker room, and like every day the TVs in our locker room were trained on WGN and whatever station was available to showcase, because then you started getting more of the national platforms putting on the Cubs games and the Cards games, just to make sure that the home run chase was being followed as succinctly as it could be, and then breaking into news programming at different points just to watch at-bats of Sammy Sosa. And so every opportunity that was there, we had it on in the locker room. And just to see, you know, college football team preparing for Big Ten football, but the way that my teammates were reacting to it and the way that we were all just glued to the television during that home run chase, just anecdotally, that as an example of a Big Ten football team in the midst of preparing for the following season. Like, it was our off season, but still, we're in the midst of preparation. But that home run chase and how locked in our squad was on that, and the excitement that just continued to build with every plate appearance for Sammy Sosa. And that month of June, especially, where we're just in the midst of summer workouts, but in the month of June, every chance we had to watch a Sammy at bat, whether it was on national TV, whether it was just a cut-in, whether it was a highlight, whatever it was, all of us just did everything we could to make sure we didn't miss a moment of what that was. And it was crazy to think that that's over a quarter century ago when that happened, but it feels like yesterday, just thinking about putting myself back into that mental reference of what was happening during that stretch of time and how so much of the nation almost was kind of caught off guard by how passionate we became about baseball because of those two individuals, and especially the joy. Like, it was one thing. Mark McGwire had already been Big Mac and the home run king and had the enormous forearms and was thought of as, you know, the Bash Brothers and
multiple
everything he
teams had accomplished so
right.
much. Yes.
Yeah. And then Sammy kind of comes on to the national and then international stage in this way, where he's the additional, you know, not necessarily even a foil to McGwire, but the additional infusement of energy into that storyline. Because we talked a couple of seasons about whether or not Mark McGwire could be a guy that could try to chase that single season record. And then out of nowhere, here comes Sammy with the hop and the you know, the kissing to the crowd and, you know, with the two fingers and, you know, running into the outfield before, you know, the games and everything, all that joy and energy that he became associated with, everyone else got introduced to it in this enhanced way that season. I just remember just thinking how cool that was, that a Chicago sports team had the nation's attention and that individual player being such a huge part of it.
I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think perhaps we don't talk enough about how much the strike of 94 did actually mess up even how we're seeing baseball consumed today. And I was in high school when that was going on, and to me, being a fan of a bad team, hit a lot of home runs for probably the same reasons.
Yeah, right.
But a terrible team in the Rangers. Yeah. They were out of it by like April 15th. But still, to see the joy to be able to watch this and the success and the fans. You know, you always think about the cutaways of all the fans watching and the announcement and the buzz in the crowd. To me, it was just, these people are doing something amazing. I'm a teenager. I don't know whose job it is to police this or to legislate it. But I do know there were a lot of people who could have.
Who were
choosing
not to.
There were a lot of people at the time who could have.
Actively choosing not to.
And it's on them for the awkwardness that remained afterward. It's on them because they let it happen. Don't use somebody both ways. You can't have it both ways. And I'm not saying that that's what the Ricketts family did here. I'm not saying that. It's the concept of it all. This, to me, is baseball's biggest unwritten rule. Whether it's the writers who refuse to vote for anybody, or it's fans who appreciate what happened at the time but then are mad about it now. Just because you didn't know something then doesn't mean your feelings then about it were not valid. It is okay to get more information and change. But it wasn't our job to decide whether or not that was authentic. My feeling about it was. Your feeling about it was. And to me, that is valid. Like, Pedro Martinez, to me, always has the greatest take on it, where he says, I dominated the steroid era. Like that. Great. Yeah. You're still a man among boys. You know, people still had to go through guys like Pedro and Roger Clemens and say what you want about him. But how that was handled and how we're seeing it handled now, I think is still, it's okay to address things. It's okay to have some sort of conclusion. So everybody can move on and just appreciate what he brought to the team and what he brought to you and what he brought to people watching like me. And that does deserve appreciation.
Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't owe anybody that. He did what he did. Athletes will take whatever competitive advantage they can get until somebody stops them. That's the nature of how you're wired, right? PF Flyers, run faster, jump higher. You're going to do whatever you can to be the best.
There's such gatekeeping around the sport. And so I'm glad, I'm happy for the Cubs. I'm happy for the most passionate of Cubs fans. You know, some of them just standing out here, hanging out in full Cubs gear.
Happy about it. Sammy at Cubs convention.
Yes, yes. He's been applauding the entire time we've been talking about this. And to know that at least this chapter can now be, you know, sort of placed in a box and set aside and, you know, to a certain extent move on. It'll be a glorious moment for Sammy. It'll be a glorious moment for the Cubs to have him back at Cubs convention or go into the Cubs Hall of Fame and all these things where he belongs. His rightful place in the Cubs pantheon. There will eventually be a statue out there at Wrigley for him and everything else, because that's how this should be. That's what he's meant to that franchise and to so many people who are passionate about that franchise and to so many folks who are passionate about the sport of baseball because of what he did, because of the pedestal that he was able to help launch the sport back into in a period of time in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, where baseball was becoming, you know, forgotten would be an overstatement, but it was certainly taking a deeper and deeper backseat to the other major professional sports. And Sammy Sosa was a huge part of the reason that it became a big front page item again.
Not to be super, super cheesy and go Oprah Super Soul Sunday here, but I do think that sometimes some sort of acknowledgement of shame in some way will move you forward in much, much greater and more deep returns. You will be rewarded if you somehow address it in a way that will pay you off tenfold. And if that's, Sammy didn't deserve a thing from me. He doesn't owe me anything. But if this conclusion, detente, had to happen for this to happen, then good, let's move on and appreciate the person who baseball needed.
Right, right. He was kind of the Batman of baseball, right? Didn't know if they needed the hero, but he was the one that they got at the time and paid dividends, tenfold over the years since. Even there was one game, there was a preseason game where I had two sacks, and I'm on the field getting interviewed afterwards. I was in Detroit playing Pittsburgh. Actually, my sister who's in town, she reminded me of it every once in a while. Where my parents, they're in the stands, and getting interviewed on the field afterwards. Interview ends, and I'm jogging into the locker room, and I remember just looking up into the stands at them, and I did the little Sammy Kiss thing. I didn't have it planned in my head or anything like that, but that was my reflex response in whatever it was, 2002, so a few years. I mean, Sammy was still with the Cubs, still kind of at the height of his powers, essentially. And for me, just jogging off the field, looking up in the stands, my family's all excited. I've had a really big game. I get the post game interview on the field. I'm jogging off the field. I look up into the stands. I just did the little Sammy, kiss to the lip to the heart thing a few times. I'm jogging off the field. I, didn't plan it, but that was just Sammy was in the cosmos at that point. And for me as a Chicagoan, having that moment, jogging off the field, that was the reflex. That was what I did.
I appreciate Sammy Sosa. And if you're going to punish him, guess what? You have to punish all of us because we were all willing participants. Oh, so line me up. What do I owe you? 25 cents for my wages at the time as a teenager? Fine. It wasn't just him.
You good for it? You got the quarter?
Yeah. I'm glad. And I'm glad to see, I think I used it for CTA bus fare. But I'm glad to see that
Sammy. You do love some CTA.
I do. I'm not kidding. I love public transportation. But yeah, if you're gonna punish him, then you better punish yourself and everybody else who was involved, because that was way above all of our pay grades. Yep. We just got to enjoy it. And that's what we should be doing.
We certainly did.
So welcome back, Sammy. We appreciate
you. Welcome to Rally House.
Hey, and yes, welcome to the fans here at Rally House. One more segment to go. We have to talk about the Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tarts.
I have existential issues with this. That's next. Anthony here and Layla Rahimi here on
this fall. Choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The score.
All right, Rocco, what flavor Pop-Tart do you want to go down?
Well, there's only one. I'm going to go cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll. We had a couple during the game, and they were pretty incredible. All right, now, We're going to push this lever down. All right, here we go. The Pop-Tart's ready to fly out of the trophy. Giant cinnamon roll ready to head into the toaster. There it comes. Giant cinnamon roll coming out.
Okay, first of all, exciting game between Iowa State and Miami for the Pop-Tarts.
No doubt.
That's what happens when you put sprinkles on your sideline. No, they were literally on the sideline. Yeah, they were painted on. It was very cute.
Everybody steps the game up for the sprinkles.
The Pop-Tarts Bowl disturbs me in a way because I was one of those people who saw the movie The Brave Little Toaster.
I'm not familiar with that.
So traumatic.
I feel like I've seen a lot of movies.
So traumatic and so disturbing because then you will ascribe feelings to every inanimate object. And it really, like, if you have a shred of empathy, it tugs at your soul.
I'm not showing that to myself.
Ray and I had a conversation about because there's a guy on TikTok who does a great job. It's like Rob Anderson. He's hilarious. But it's sad and disturbing and will make you question things, which is why I'm upset and like, irrationally so at Pop-Tarts mascot being toasted.
And the joy that people are apparently taking in it. That probably enhances just the feeling of sorrow from everyone reveling in the idea that sentient Pop-Tart?
Yes, sentient Pop-Tart says dreams do come true, and then he gets toasted. I'm like, no, this is really existentially upsetting. But what's more upsetting is after this great game, you choose cinnamon roll, Iowa State? Okay. Also, flex to have the Pop-Tarts during the game. What would Coach Ferentz have said about that at Iowa? Would you guys have been allowed to have Pop-Tarts during
I would
the game?
Imagine he would have been anti-Pop-Tart.
Yeah, he seems like that would not have happened.
Yeah. Guys, just save the Pop-Tarts for after the game. He's got a very – I think we were talking about Mike Sherman the other day. Like, they're cut from their demeanor, kind of similar monotone sort of cloth. And I don't believe Kirk would have been pro-Pop-Tart during the game.
Men about business.
Yeah, very about business.
The great
boss.
Hayden Fry would not have let you have a Pop-Tart
now,
in the game.
Hayden might have been pro-Pop-Tart.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Hayden didn't mind. I mean, you know, he's got the North Texas drawl and everything he's got happening down there. He can turn a cool, catchy catchphrase here and there, too.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he didn't mind let you have a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Hayden was a showman. He probably would have been pro-Pop-Tart.
Right.
He would have participated in, like, a mayo dump at some point. I'm sure he'd have been down for all those things. But, yeah, Kirk wouldn't have had the Pop-Tarts happening during the game.
And then you guys would have run a crack toss play that would have gained about 2 yards. Sorry. Stop me when it's wrong. Right. Stop me when it's wrong. And you huddled, and it took, like, 25 seconds. Anyway, Pop-Tarts Bowl. So the Pop-Tart gets toasted. Cinnamon roll is the winning flavor.
What would have been your choice? What
I am controversial for my Pop-Tarts take.
Okay.
I like plain strawberry because the icing overpowers the filling of the Pop-Tart if it's frosted strawberry.
Okay.
Dan disagrees with me greatly on this, as do most people. The plain strawberry is quintessential Pop-Tart to me.
Plain strawberry. Now, is that the one that's got the... Which one is the white frosting with the sprinkles? Because strawberry is not like a pink frosting.
No,
is
strawberry is the white frosting with the sprinkles.
All right, so I've had
that. Wait, you guys had Pop-Tarts earlier, our promotions crew, right?
Yeah.
What'd you guys have? Brown sugar? Right?
Okay. Not everyone is laying claim to
Sorry. Eric had brown sugar.
All right,
so we had a brown sugar Pop-Tart today. And at least as far as our show is concerned, we had the brown sugar Pop-Tart.
Mm.
I also want to remind everybody, you can take your Pop-Tarts on the road because we're going to be back in Wrigleyville on Tuesday. Circus Sports Illinois invites you to join the score at Trace in Wrigleyville next Tuesday from 2 to 6. Actually, this Tuesday. We have no concept of time anymore.
I certainly don't.
No. Lawrence Holmes and I will be broadcasting live before the Winter Showdown on New Year's Eve, celebrating the Outdoor Hockey Classic between the Blackhawks and St. Louis. Join us at Trace in Wrigleyville from 2 to 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve. It is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. So what would be your flavor then for Pop-Tart if you were the winner of this bowl?
See, I don't have as much Pop-Tart experience. My Pop-Tart flavor sort of palette hasn't been tested that much. I guess it would have to be strawberry because I'm pretty sure that's the only flavor I think I've had.
Like, last I don't even I know what this purple Pop-Tart mascot is. Like, that who is that mascot representing?
Is that supposed to be a grape Pop-Tart or something like
see.
That? If it's purple, but
flavors.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would end up needing to go with strawberry because that's the only one I could vouch for. I mean, yeah, I suppose if there was a Pop-Tart that just looked appetizing and I had to base it off of that, I guess I could go that direction. But as far as what my personal experience is, I think I'd have to go strawberry.
Okay, there's a lemon blueberry crumble that has a purple icing. Frosted cherry has the pink icing. Okay. I would accept cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Wildberry. That was the Wildberry Pop-Tart mascot.
I would guess my 7-year-old son might go for the Wildberry just because he likes multicolored things anyway. So if he was going to try Pop-Tart, which he has not, but if he was, and at some point maybe he will, then yeah, he might go Wildberry just because it's very colorful. He likes
Bishop
colorful
is,
things.
It's seven. He's seven and he hasn't had a Pop-Tart?
No. I'm not sure if he'll ever have a Pop-Tart that he's not able to buy for himself. We're a little bit rigid with what he's allowed to eat at various points. But the Pop-Tarts haven't made it into the household yet.
Yeah, I definitely would go, like, look, there's a frosted strawberry milkshake Pop-Tart.
That sounds just like I don't know. I'm assuming Pop-Tart isn't a station sponsor or anything, but I'm going to say that flavor you just mentioned has a lot of things in it that I don't think belong in a Pop-Tart, so I'm going to assume that means it's chemical-based. I don't know.
As am I.
You're chemical-based.
Did you know
we just learned about Layla Rahimi. She is chemical-based.
Did you know that the Pop-Tart is the toaster, the trophy is a working toaster this year? The Pop-Tart Bowl Trophy.
I feel like they're trying to meet their own demise in that case. I feel like there's a lot of, Pop-Tarts trying to end themselves, basically. Seems to be part of the celebration is the Pop-Tarts, trying to enter the toaster, trying to give people toasters so that they can toast themselves. I don't know. I feel like the Pop-Tarts should be trying to get away.
I'm telling you, the Brave Little Toaster will change your mind on a lot of this stuff. It is a really upsetting movie that I agree with Rob Anderson. I don't know why it was created.
Kind of traumatic.
It's... Yes, for no reason. Like, we've got enough in the world, guys.
Right, don't need the extra trauma.
Yeah, like the 90s is just like, things haven't happened in a while.
Those things look horrifying. You had a picture of a Pop-Tart on your screen right there. I gotta say, it was like Pennywise. Like, if Pennywise were a food, that's what it would look like.
Oh, those are the mascots.
Yeah, that's absolutely nightmare fuel.
Well, on that note, Anthony Heron and I are going to give way to Infinity Sports Radio. We thank you for joining us for this special edition of the show from Rally House. It's a Rally House. We sing it. We like being here. Thanks to Jim Miller. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Dave the Cat preventing Mark from working. Thanks to everybody who came out. Thanks to our promotions crew, as we said. Tyler Ferengel on the ones and twos. Ray Diaz is here. Mark Hayes, Tony and Eric in promotions. We thank you all for joining us for this edition of the show, and we will see you later this week. You're on with Lawrence, and I'm on with Dan on Monday.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.